The Energy Policy Council advises state government in the adoption of policies that affect all aspects of energy production. Those include everything from offshore oil exploration to fracking. But the majority of the time in today's meeting was devoted to solar. Earlier this week, Duke Energy announced it would be investing $500 million in solar farm construction and energy production. John Morrison is vice president with Strata Solar, the company that is building the largest of the solar farms for Duke. He says the cost of solar energy production is decreasing as the cost of coal and nuclear production is increasing.
This trend is likely to continue. The utilities are in the midst of a rather large scale change in their generation portfolio. They've been shuttering old coal plants.
North Carolina is currently seventh in the country in solar energy production, but could be second by the end of the year. Opponents of solar energy say it's still a very small source of electricity and that the solar industry receives too many tax credits. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.